You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me back.
I want to welcome back to the air. We have Megan Schmitz and Barb Madison from right at home of St. Louis. They're in-home private duty care nursing, basically, for somebody that wants to stay in their house. I mean, if anybody would like to reach the two of you, I'm going to make sure all of your information is on our website at doughaldeman.com. It's doughaldeman.com. Look for Right at Home of St. Louis on there. So thanks for sticking around so we can barrage you with a few more questions.
Sure. Man, you guys, I mean, we hear on the consumer side so many horror stories about people coming into their home, and it is so important to really scout out who you're going to invite in, mm-hmm. you know? So how do you guys handle some of that fear that somebody may have coming in?
Sure. Well, first, Missouri is a non-licensed state for private duty home care, so mm-hmm. there is no oversight by any type of government agency or accrediting body.
So anybody, as an individual even, can,
really?
Can just decide they're going to...
Absolutely.
Okay.
And there's a lot of companies, I'm not going to lie, out there. There's probably 200 to 300 companies, I think. So there's a lot of things that you would want to ask and get covered to make sure you're covering the quality assurance
right.
piece.
Right.
Typical questions that someone's going to ask is if they're bonded and insured, they have liability insurance or workers' comp, and those things. Most companies or most reputable companies should have at least all of these things in place.
Okay.
The caregiver selection, you would want to know how the caregivers are screened during the hiring process. Are they W-2 employees or are they an independent contractor?
How will that matter?
Well, there's two different types of companies out there, and some of them are independent contractors that come in, or not even a company, but just someone you can hire off of Craigslist.
Ooh, okay.
And again, you have nobody supervising that person in the home to ensure that, you know, there's not something that's going to happen
right.
or potentially happen.
Right.
So
and
when
you to get the benefit of protection for the consumer,
mm-hmm.
you want to make sure that they are covered by workman's compensation in case they get injured on mm-hmm. the job or
right.
trip on your sidewalk or, you know, fall down your stairs. You want to make sure that they are going to be completely, the client is completely out of the picture in taking care of the caregiver.
Well, and just by definition, an independent contractor, you can't have a lot of oversight over that person, or they don't qualify as an independent contractor.
Correct.
So if you don't have a lot of oversight over them, then there's nothing there to ensure the quality of the care they're going to give or their background.
And there's no training, and there's no further continuing education that's provided for an independent contractor. You just have to hope that they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you guys offer training through your company for people?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
We offer caregiver training. You know, every single one of our caregivers is required to go through ongoing training with our company. The caregivers must go through reference checks, background clearance, personal interviews, and competency testing to make sure that it's someone that we trust with our clients. That's
sure.
the most important. And then we make sure that each caregiver is insured and bonded mm-hmm. before they take part in our comprehensive orientation process. So there's a lot of caregiver training.
So you really screen people.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you screen them pretty closely before you hire them with background mm-hmm. checks, make sure there's no criminal history, mm-hmm. or if there is, you better know about it and know what it was. And then once you do decide to hire them, describe the orientation process. How long does that last?
Our orientation process is it's all completed in one day. There's an orientation to the company in terms of our policies and procedures, how we want the caregivers to interact with our clients and the office. Communication is one of the most important things to the success of home care for people.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know what's going on in the home, and we need to make sure that our caregivers are aligned with our mission and are following our policies and procedures. And the way we do that, of course, is to go out to the home. We visit. Our supervisors go out and make, you know, impromptu home visits. And we also go when the caregivers aren't there so that we can speak with the client and they can speak freely. We have a lot of checks and balances in place to make sure that we know what's going on in the home.
on whenever I'm choosing, let's say, hypothetically, my mom needs some support, and I know that my mom's personality is pretty strong-minded. Can I find a caregiver that's going to be able to, you know, stand up to that and actually help her? You know, how do I match a personality? You know, is that even possible?
Mm-hmm. Well, that is actually the keys to the kingdom right there.
Mm-hmm. True.
And
it's like Match.com.
Seriously, it is.
Sort of like Match.com, exactly. But one of the ways that our company tries to manage some of this, particularly at the beginning, because that's when it's got to go 100% smoothly, is that our care coordination department handles the assessments, meets with the client, mm-hmm. speaks with the family members, gets all the nuances of right. what is going to be necessary for having successful care.
Right.
And then the care coordination department also knows all of the caregivers because they do all of the scheduling. And so then we match them up.
All right.
Very good. And in case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Megan Schmitz and Barb Madison from Right at Home of St. Louis, our in-home private duty care provider. And I think this is a very timely topic because as our show deals with real estate, it deals with everything around the home, and it deals with finances, it deals with money. This is a pretty important topic, is making sure you accumulate enough of a nest egg so that you can support yourself through your elderly years, or if you think that you're in a position where you may have to support your own parents, then you better start planning for that the same way you have to plan for college for your own kids. So when you mentioned communication earlier, ladies, you know, what do you guys do as far as knowing when your workers are coming and going? Because they're not on site with you. They're on site at each of these individual houses, and they're spread out all over the place.
Yeah. We are actually very excited about a new web-based home care software that we have integrated called ClearCare Online. It's an innovative solution for private duty agencies like ourselves for scheduling, integrated telephony, and two-way caregiver messaging right from a smartphone or an Android device,
okay,
like a tablet. But it allows us to be able to make sure that the caregivers are arriving on time in real-time basis. So we get messages that say that the caregiver arrived on time at their destination, and so we know exactly that, you know, somebody is there taking care of our client when
Very
they're supposed
good.
To.
That right, so awesome. So that's checks and balances where mm-hmm. they know that they have to show up on time. It's, you know, there's no mm-hmm. there's no lying about it. Nobody can clock them in.
Nope.
You know, they can't call ahead and have somebody clock them in or anything like that.
Great.
And with older people, I will tell you, if you're not 5 minutes early, you're late. And that is a concept that is probably not filtered down to the younger generation.
Yeah, no.
So
it's true.
They have to stay on the minutes
mm-hmm.
that
Absolutely.
They are right. late. Otherwise, you know, the person we're taking care of is going to be dissatisfied.
Right.
I like the idea, too, of how the supervisor stopped by and talked to the clients privately, because people's
mm-hmm.
behavior changes when they know they're being watched.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it's a good thing. Like, they're going to feel like Big Brother's watching them, but it will change their behavior.
Yes.
And people just – their behavior does change. It's just part of the psychology of it.
Yeah.
And
right.
it's also a good way for us to provide coaching and training mm-hmm. specific to that one client one-on-one with the caregiver that's taking care of that person.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good
that's
point.
Good. Yeah.
So, you know, and one of the fears I have, because I've known a lot of people that have hired an individual to watch them, because they, you know, instead of 18 to 25 an hour, they might be able to find somebody that for 13 or 14 an hour
that's
is going to watch them, and they're doing it because they think they're going to save money. Well, what happens when that person's sick?
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
happens when they quit with no notice because they've
right.
just had enough of you, they've changed enough your bedpans or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nobody there to back them up or to replace them, and then you're trying to go through an interview process again, and you're stuck.
You are
right.
stuck.
To me, that's
you're running
one of
your own agency, basically.
Right.
Absolutely. And then I love the fact that you guys are a franchise. And Barb, I'm going to let you speak to that, of the benefits of the fact that Right at Home is a franchise. How did that help you get started in, and how does that help the consumer that you may become your client?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been a nurse for 37 years. I know how to take care of people, and I get asked all the time why I bought a franchise. And the main reason is, while I knew the caregiving piece and I knew how to take care of people, I didn't know how to run a business. And a private duty agency is a human resources machine. Mm-hmm. We have to know and stay compliant with all of the labor laws, all of the changing landscape of, you know, what's going on out there. Make sure that we're employing the right people to do the job. Mm-hmm. And they helped me with all of that. They also, I'm a local owner. I live in this community. I've lived here forever. And, you know, I love my community and I connect with my clients individually. But I also have that power of the franchise behind me, looking at the future trends for healthcare, help mm-hmm. guiding me through the ACA, help guiding me through the elimination of the caregiver exemption. They provide a lot of support for me so that I can actually focus on what we do best, which mm-hmm. is take care of people.
Very good, because I can see that if somebody opened one of those companies locally, they wouldn't have that type of support.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of responsibility. It's very similar to why I joined a national company when I owned my own mortgage brokerage for over 10 years. Mm-hmm. And then when I affiliated with Cherry Creek Mortgage nationally, they took so many things off my plate, and it's very similar in that, you know, it's the type of support that you need. So mm-hmm. I love where you guys are going with that. I love the service that you guys have created. I think it fills a major need, and definitely appreciate you both taking the time to come in and talk to us today.
Oh, it was fun. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So if you're in a situation where you could use in-home care, or you even want to find out more information, visit our website at DougHaldeman.com and look for Right at Home of St. Louis, and you'll get the information for Barb Madison and Megan Schmitz. Reach out to them and find out and sit down with your parent. Don't wait for this to happen once dementia's already set in or Alzheimer's already set in, and then start trying to make decisions. You try to forward plan this stuff. Forward plan financially. This stuff is going to happen. Hindsight's 2020, but foresight could be 2020 also. We all know that we're getting older every single day we are. So plan for it, and plan for it the right way. Get the professional advice. So thanks again, ladies.
Thank you.
So don't forget, just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.